K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Boy, we're going to have a lot going on this weekend, more often than not. If you are a listener of this podcast, you know what I'm talking about, but we have been rocking and rolling with content, and we're going to be trying to do our best to keep up with content here this weekend, because K-State, we got a lot going on here, folks. Baseball starting, and we got to turn our client. We're going to actually, on this episode, focus a little bit, kind of rewind the clock back some to football. And there's been some coaching changes in that. We'll get into that in just a moment. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by, giving us a listen here. Or whenever this comes out, this will come out at some point this weekend in the middle of baseball, starting back up. Basketball here. They're going to be going through a little bit of a stretch here as well this weekend. Just got off recording a weekend podcast, so that's going to go up definitely tonight. So thank you so much. This is going to be your one-stop shop for all things K-State sports, not just two sports. No, we don't do that here. We'll leave that up to the more of the K-State experts, media experts out there that are sell. That's very good content. But we try to do our best to keep up with all things K-State sports here on this podcast. And I'm gonna get straight onto it here. Not gonna waste any more time. So I did something. Recorded a kind of a 5-minute spiel on Matt Wells early this week. Haven't posted that up yet in the main feed yet. So Matt Wells, who came out of I can't remember exactly now. Obviously, he used to head coach at Texas Tech and then coached a few years at Utah State. I don't have his entire resume up here, but Matt Wells recently now. So there's been a little bit of juggle with this coaching staff. Obviously, I didn't hear nothing. This all started, last week? I didn't know that Connor Riley was going to move on up to the NFL until, last Friday afternoon on the midday show for 96.5 The Fan. That's why I first heard it. From Cody and Gold. Yep, that midday show, probably the most I listen to, most show that I listen to on there anyways. So he moved up to the Dallas Cowboys or got hired, or if that's right, I'm not making this up. I'm getting this from them. So if that's correct, they are on that. So obviously he'll be reunited if that is true, which I'm going to have to go back and look through everything else. Then he's going to be reunited with Cooper Beebe, who played a lot his first year over there. Of course, Cooper Beebe, we all should know that name. He's going to be in the ring of honor here at Kansas State. No doubt about one of the best offensive linemen that come through Kansas State. So he plays center for Dallas Cowboys. So he's going to be reunited with them and try to revamp that offensive line behind a brand new head coach. Don't get me started on that. Maybe I have to save that one for my other podcast. But so you have that. Then you have Matt Wells. Obviously, look. And I said it on that little piece that I recorded. Again, have not posted that. Probably might not post it because I'm going to kind of go through this coaching hole here in a minute. And I'm going to end it. Well, not end it. I'm going to go through the next loop. So next, Matt Wells. Look, I thought last year he was going to take over play calling. Now, obviously, with Connor Riley, if you were with us throughout the football season, you knew my spiel on this whole two-coordinator thing. I didn't like it. And now with this, with Connor Riley moving to the NFL, wherever he's going to be landing, Matt Wells takes over as offensive play calling. So you got that. So finally. So yeah, I thought that was the move anyway last year. And then, we're gonna keep Connor Riley calling plays. I didn't like that personally. I didn't like that move. And now you have this move. So then the next and final loop here on this podcast, obviously, you have, you're going to have two mini loops here. So Drew Little, who's been with the staff for 7 years, Now, he's going to be paired up with Brian Lepak as co-office line coaches. It's a lot. So already we have, obviously you have a transfer portal. We've been in and out of that with K-State football trying to fill in holes. And now you have this coaching staff. So K-State football has made some big moves here in the 2020, here in the last week. So trying to fill the gaps here, obviously, and kind of go back a little bit on Matt Wells on the relationship. I like the move. Personally, I like this move more than the Connor Riley move. That's just me talking. You're going to have to listen to me on this podcast. Because the fact that Matt Wells, I think he and his relationship, Avery Johnson, working with him close to the field. Now, look. Where Connor Riley was, where he's on the, I think he was in the booth, so I don't know. And then maybe he went down. I might have mentioned this early during the season. Maybe not. Look, it's been all these podcasts meshed together by now. But every time ESPN, which carried most of K-State games, this ESPN networks, who carry K-State games throughout the year, paying the sideline, K-State sideline, you had Matt Wells in working, talking with Avery Johnson, showing him the iPad, whatnot. So I like this. I like this move here. Matt Wells been around the block, knows what he's doing. Hopefully, can add a little bit more fire to this K-State offense. And now you have this move where you have Brian Lepak and Drew Little as co-office line coaches now there as well. Let me see. Chris Kleiman. Yeah, Chris Kleiman here in a little comment here saying, quote, not only is Brian one of the top young coaches in our conference, but his background and experience with the offensive line made him the logical choice for this role. And head coach, if you don't know by now, Chris Kleiman, head coach of this Kansas State football team, continues on here. It was, quote, it was also important to have two coaches work in the trenches with our guys, and elevating Drew to assist Brian provides a stability. It allows for us a smooth transition. I get it. I get that. Look, Connor Riley, obviously known for his office line prowess, obviously, and reason why he's going to the NFL, because he is one of the best in the conference there as well. But when it comes to that offense play calling, I don't know about that. I'm trying not to go down that route. Not this morning on this podcast. But congratulations to Connor Riley on that note. But yeah, so Chris Kleiman already been hard at work and not messing around. So I give Coach Kleiman a lot of credit here, not screwing around here with and feeling doing what he needs to do to shore up his staff so they can get going. Well, we're only in February, but you know what? Hey, it don't stop. The off season, it don't stop. In the case of football, obviously, coming off the Rate Bowl thriller against Rutgers there and falling short of their goal, which was getting to the Big 12 title. And remember, I haven't gone over the schedule yet, which, again, that's probably going to be a me and Alex discussion. Speaking of Alex, I'm excited to have him over on the Podbean app here tonight here to kind of break the monotony here a little bit, me talking a little bit here, get his thoughts on the men's basketball. It's going to be a baseball. Yeah, it's going to be more of a baseball, men's basketball edition tonight over on Podbean. You got that on the Podbean app, Greer380's podcast, to do that. I'll have an episode uploaded on that soon enough. I recorded an episode early this week. Have not gotten around to it yet about the K-State basketball momentum. That is going to be going up here very shortly after I get off of this recording this podcast. But yes, Lepak, let me see. Yeah, we are talking about Matt Wells here. And I'm going to get Lepak here on a quote here saying, I am excited to get back to coaching the offensive line and building on many things that I learned from Coach Riley, whomever becomes the new tight ends coach, which I have not mentioned that. So he's switching over positions himself. So a lot of moving pieces already in the month of February. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here recording this football episode, even though it's not football season. But the offseason has been a super busy one for Kansas State here in the last week, trying to move around pieces to the puzzle here and kind of to finish up here. Whoever becomes the new tight ends coach will be getting a group that is extremely coachable and gave K-State their very best in the last couple of seasons. I cannot thank those guys enough for all they've done for me. Yeah, so when you talk about that, the tight ends coach, we know, TDU, this past year, Avery Johnson, we threw at least a touchdown of like four or five tight ends, including, obviously, Ben Sinnott in the NFL. We've seen him do work with the Commanders there, Garrett Oakley, Will Swanson there as well. And Garrett Oakley had Big 12 honors and this past year, along with Will Swanson was honorable mention as well. There as well. And then kind of these numbers here, 13 touchdowns, led a nation in the tight end department. Tight ends, K-State, yeah, well, we see our share, great share of tight ends come through Manhattan, Kansas. Ever since I've been move up to Kansas, I didn't know anything about Kansas, but do know several. I know a lot now that I didn't know back then, especially with these tight ends that have come through, whether it's Bill Schneider or Chris Kleiman or Brian Lepak or Garrett. It's just down the line. It's crazy. But yeah, so 13 touchdowns in 2024 of those. And then, of course, Garrett Oakley had almost half of them, five of those there as well. I can bounce around a little bit here. Let me see. Lepak is originally from Claremore, Oklahoma, where before he came to K-State, he was two seasons at Colorado State before transferring to Oklahoma, in which saw the 2010 Big 12 championship. Dan, yeah, I can go through the line as well. We'll have to come back at some point. And of course, Drew Little, originally from Oak Grove, Missouri. He graduated from Kansas State as well there. And he, let me see, he's been with K-State throughout his coaching career, for exception of 2021, where coach at Abilene Christian, as the office, same position, office line coach, then UTEP, and then came right back to Manhattan. So, Drew Little and Brian Lepak will be offensive line coaches there. Matt Wells, new OC. I thought he was going to be new OC last year, to be honest with you, and calling the plays. So now with Connor Riley, who was the offensive coordinator as well, calling the plays, apparently, he is moving up to the NFL. And I believe I heard Dallas Cowboys. Now, again, I'm going to go ahead. I heard this from the Midday Show here in KC, 96.5 The Fan. That's what I heard at first last Friday when this all got started. But, yeah, so the coaching carousel, putting the pieces together. Chris Kleiman is doing it. It's been a busy last couple weeks here for them. But the K-State football making some big news here over the past week. Now, shoring up that coaching staff with the latest moves. Drew Little and Brian Lepak now, offensive line coaches, heading in to the 2025 season later on this year. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. Man, busy, 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 busy. Hey, your one-stop shop right here for K-State sports updates. Purple Project Podcast, place to get it right here, because we're going to be, we just don't record on Mondays and through Fridays. We get episodes out on the weekends as well, and it's going to be filled with baseball. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do starting here in a little bit. The first game against Washington there as well here in a 2 hours, as I'm finishing up this football edition of this podcast. Again, Podbean, Rear 380s Podcast over on Podbean. You have to download the Podbean app, because that's where we record bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast over there. That's going to wrap things up on this football edition in February of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there, out west, where the K-State baseball team will be starting here this weekend in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned for more coverage throughout the weekend, Cats. Okay,